now it's time for the Broncos' top five moments on the road against the Raiders. Number 5, December 29th, 2013. The Denver Broncos and Peyton Manning finish off the most prolific offensive single-season performance in NFL history.
Shotgun snap, Peyton working now. Sets it's a screen to Moreno. Moreno inside the 5. Moreno's going to have a Denver touchdown.
Manning had 4 first-half touchdown passes, connecting with Eric Decker, Knowshon Moreno, and Demaryius Thomas twice. The Broncos set the single-season mark with most points scored with an astonishing 606. Manning finished with a record 55 touchdown passes on the season and surpassed Drew Brees for the most single-season passing yards in NFL history with 5,477. The Broncos cruised to a 34-14 victory. Number 4, November 4th, 1996, Monday Night Football in Oakland. Trailing 7-0 in the first quarter, the Elway-Sharp duo teamed up once again as John found Shannon in the back of the end zone for a 10-yard score. Then, late in the fourth, and the Broncos trailing 21-16, John Elway, playing on a sore left hamstring, orchestrated yet another late comeback. On 3rd and 10 from the Oakland 49, Elway gets the Raiders' defense to bite on a pump fake and hits a wide-open Rod Smith for the game-winning 49-yard touchdown strike. The Broncos beat the Raiders 22-21. Number 3, October 22nd, 1972. The Broncos travel to Oakland to take on the first-place Raiders. Quarterback Charlie Johnson got Denver on the board first, connecting with tight end Billy Masters for a 7-0 lead. In the second quarter, Johnson found running back Floyd Little out of the backfield for a 37-yard scoring strike. Later in the second, Johnson and Little team up again, this time with a trick play. After taking the pitch from Johnson, Floyd throws downfield for wide receiver Jerry Simmons, who takes it in for the 35-yard score. Johnson finished the day 20 of 28 for 361 yards and 2 touchdowns. First-year head coach John Ralston and the Broncos defeat the Raiders for the first time in 10 years with the 30-23 victory. Number 2, October 28, 1984. The site was the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum, and Gary Kubiak was at the helm, filling in for the injured John Elway. Fourth quarter and the Broncos trailing 19-12 with 24 seconds remaining, Kubiak pulled a page out of John Elway's comeback book. He found Steve Watson on the pump fake for the 12-yard touchdown, sending the game into overtime. In the extra session, on 1st and 10 from the Broncos' 11, Mike Harden stripped Frank Hawkins of the ball and Steve Foley recovered. Late in overtime, with 49 seconds left, Roger Jackson picks off Raiders quarterback Mark Wilson, setting up Rich Carlos.
5 seconds left in sudden death. The snap, Carlos's kick is on the way. It is gone!
The Broncos win this overtime thriller 22-19. And number 1, October 16th, 1977. The undefeated Broncos travel to Oakland to make a statement against the defending world champions. The Orange Crush defense intercepted Raiders quarterback Ken Stabler 7 times, 3 alone by linebacker Joe Rizzo, and a pick 6 by cornerback Louis Wright, who punctuated the score with the reverse dunk over the goalpost. The Broncos dominated on the offensive side of the ball, too. Craig Morton connected with tight end Riley Odoms in the first quarter to tie the game at 7. In the second, running back Lonnie Perrin took the handoff from Craig Morton and rumbled in from 16 yards out for the score. And special teams joined in as well. Jim Turner scored on a 25-yard pass from Norris Weiss on a fake field goal. The Broncos took sole possession of first place in the AFC West, knocking off the previously unbeaten Raiders 30-7.